I doubt very much if it is possible that, I mean, it's something that is difficult to wrap around my head, that angels have wings or that angels have legs. The reason is, if you do something as simple as changing your realm from land to sea, from land to the ocean, you will find out that the body structures of the creatures that live in that realm are dramatically different. As someone or as an entity living on the land, you could not have fathomed or imagined in your mind how it would be like to live in the sea if you did not see such creatures. The purpose of feet is to stand on solid ground, be held down to the earth by gravity. The purpose of wings is to overcome gravity by maybe the law of lift, leveraging the wind and all that. That's why birds have wings. Why would angels have wings? Why would they have wings? Do they have to overcome gravity? Is their flight, you know, related or dependent on the interplay of physical laws? Or is their flight purely a spiritual phenomenon? It could be that their flight is based on physical laws. It's just that they are operating on a very much, much higher, you know, version of these laws, or reality, realization of these laws than we can fathom on the earth. Well, the point is, I don't see why they should have wings or why they should have feet in the first place. So I just thinking of that in terms of that reality, that look, I mean, it doesn't make sense them having wings. So when they are revealed to people in scripture or in the experience of people who see, they see them, I think that God is trying to communicate to us with symbols that we can understand, that we can relate with for some reason. Because being a completely separate realm and planet, heaven is something that we have no way of imagining how it could be. And I think Paul referred to that in 2 Corinthians 12, when he said that he knew a man 14 years ago who went to heaven, and he was not even allowed to speak of what he saw in heaven. Meanwhile, a lot of people who have certain near-death experiences these days, you know, have testimonies of having seen heaven and hell. But throughout scripture, with so many people raised from the dead, we don't see anyone trying to tell us what they saw in heaven or hell. And that it was Paul's statement that he knew a man 14 years ago who went up to the third heaven and saw things that were not allowed to be spoken of. Because, I mean, if you think of a completely different realm, a completely different planet, a realm of existence that exists outside of time, it's difficult to communicate to anyone what that kind of place would be, what that reality would be. It's difficult. And I think that when God comes to our level, so to speak, he tries to speak to us with symbols that we can grasp. We must not, you know, make it so trivial, the profound nature of the realities of a realm that is so far beyond the earth, so different from our reality, that we can't even imagine what it could be like. And in Jesus coming to earth, he came to show us a glimpse of God, a glimpse of the world to come. And he spoke to us with language that we could embrace only for our understanding. Because the things of heaven, I don't think they can easily be expressed in the realm of earth. Thank you for listening.